If you're looking for a unique venue for your celebration or event, you'll find few places more impressive than this Grade 1 listed Elizabethan manor house. Ideal for functions, conference and banquets, make Borrington Hall part of your plans. Peace and tranquility envelop the building, while the 41 ensuite bedrooms offer the perfect accommodation all year round. Our skilled in-house designers have their fingers firmly on the design pulse. They're sharp and smart when it comes to developing highly commercial furniture products. They travel the continents to monitor new trends, innovations and colour directions, ensuring we bring you the pick of the best materials and styles. Welcome to Urban Retreat at Harrods, the ultimate hair and beauty destination for world-class treatments within a sumptuous retail environment. Urban Retreat is dedicated to giving you time, space and comfort to enjoy our many services, from massage, facials and makeup lessons to manicures, pedicures and medispa treatments. Now established for 4 years, at midpix.co.uk, we pride ourselves in delivering a whole range of high-end creative solutions for the business and residential market. We offer our skills and experience in directing, shooting, graphic design, editing, effects and DVD authoring. With a practical knowledge of high-end creative software, midpix.co.uk work on projects ranging from information films to music promos and TV advertising. From conception to completion. Scientists here at the Centre for Life are at the forefront of research into the potential benefits of using stem cells to find cures for diseases such as diabetes, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. This short film features Dr. Tom Shakespeare of the Ethics Institute and Professor Alison Murdoch of the Newcastle NHS Fertility Centre at the Centre for Life discussing the implications of stem cell technology. In today's global economy, our competition comes from countries like China, India and America. It comes from cities like Frankfurt or Rotterdam or Turin. By working together, we'll secure the competitive edge we need. Dawn, on a grey July morning, tall ships line both banks of the deserted Tyne Quays. On board, the boat crews awake to the many jobs which need to be done before the forthcoming 5 p.m. race start to Norway. But first, the parade of sail. For many of the crews, this would be their first experience of tall ship sailing.